gonna get into this joint. I got a couple of songs to play, a couple of vibes. And I'll let y'all hear them in a second. First things first, how y'all doing? Y'all good? Y'all great? Shouts out to everybody that's listening, wherever y'all listening at. Shouts out to everybody that voted, put us number 3 in the city. Missing number 3 chance. Get out of here. We still talking that shit. Like, we still here. We still ready. All right, listen. Y'all know this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bryson Tiller shit?
Yeah.
You know where this beat came from?
No.
Yeah, I am. We gonna get there. Hey, bro. It's not even a podcast. It's a real conversation about relative relations. It's the boy Jay Oates. Yeah. Man, this motherfucker chilling with homie DJ the Chef.
Yo.
Oh. Got the homie Maul with me.
Wow.
Swing my way. Hey, listen, man. You know me as DJ. I came to bring the vibes in this motherfucker. I'm just trying to tell y'all, nigga. Like, I be at the crib. I be listening to music, DJ. And then, like, you just hear some shit. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit, I just be putting some shit on. And then it was like, wait a minute.
Man, no right way.
This was that shit, my nigga. Look. Shout out to everybody that's listening, especially if you was old enough to get some twerk to Shorty Swing My Way. If you was old enough to be outside when Shorty Swing My Way was out, big shout out to y'all. Everybody else, we appreciate you too, but y'all niggas is a little bit new. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Not a little bit.
Just a little bit. No, I already know. I know Don don't know about this shit, nigga.
Don.
Big shouts out to Don. Big shouts out to Millie. Big shouts out to Cal. Big shouts out to Gladys.
What's up,
never
y'all?
The saddest. Big shouts out to Kels. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. It's not even a podcast, bro. We still number 3 in the city. I'm going to talk my shit for a year strong. I don't know what y'all thought I was about to do, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We've been here for a while. We weren't about to leave. Anyway. Yeah, we here. Saturday is good vibes. You know what we didn't talk about on the last episode?
The lady throwing the big party at the White House? The hip-hop party? I thought that was hilarious. Was that at the White House?
That is not what I was about to say, but...
We can run with that a little bit later.
Ooh.
It was like a concert. I gotta look it up.
It was,
quite funny. I thought it was funny.
It was about Miss Timms.
Miss Timms.
The Timms.
Oh, what about them?
Her? You know who Timms is, right?
Yeah, he is. The music is.
Like Timms. They say that she pregnant by Future. And like the internet has been like very upset about it.
Wow.
Well, because they love Timms and feel she's so dope and so pure. Like, you hear her voice? That shit like rays the sunshine, nigga. Like,
hey, her album,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
so they saying that she make good music, make dumb decisions.
No, she.
Is she pregnant, bomb or not?
I don't know, cause people been saying no, but people been saying yeah. Oh, would you try to get me? This shit is hard.
You know that song is.
Yeah, that's what he took. Yeah, for the I'll Wait with Drake and shit. I know. Most niggas, everybody on.
That shit classic, bro.
This shit is beautiful. It's beautiful. This episode 188. But, yeah. Future just like, nigga.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Future just one of them. He just one of them guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of women like Future. Like, there's no way around it. A lot of women like, it's like DJ. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of women like DJ.
Don't put me in this.
No, man, listen, I told you I was about to ask you.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
On wax.
I think, maybe a different person. Apparently. Obviously,
it is. Wait, hold on. Give me a second.
Bruh.
It's episode 188 and not even a podcast, so you know what I'm saying? We're still here. Got Mar with me. Got DJ with me. Shouts out to everybody that's listening. Shouts out to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody in the city, like I said, devoted. Shouts out to everybody that is in the service position always. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bartenders, waiters, like, fuck with all of the, you know what I'm saying? The just service positions, like garbage pickup dudes, like, or ladies, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with the nurses, I'm fucking with the dental assistants, like, I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with everybody that's, like, in a position that they gotta try to serve somebody and help somebody do their thing. Like, the nursing, the health home aides, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of y'all niggas, grannies and grandpas, would not be able to function without them niggas. Like, I don't know why y'all be acting like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta shout them niggas out sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just real shit. So, yeah, big shouts out to everybody that's in the service position, bro. From me to you. Now, DJ, I wanted to ask you, like, you know what I'm saying? I need to know from you, sir, my kind sir.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
How you be getting your girl to pull chicks in the club? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I need the information.
Her confidence need to be built.
Her kind of
shy. So, she'll compliment a female in a heartbeat. Oh, you're so attractive. You're pretty. Blah, blah. But then that's just it. So, I'm like, babe, like, the fuck? Follow it up. Like, just stop giving compliments. Get a number or something. But she bounces back. Like, I said that one day, and the next day, she, you know.
Got some numbers,
you know.
It's just that simple.
Well, it's not that simple. It just she has to feel comfortable, too, because she's not going to, like, what I told her settings is. So brown, so beautiful. Shout out to Don. Was her setting. Yeah, that was her setting.
Yeah, shout out to Soul Food.
Soul Food. Yeah, shout out. I loved it. Hope y'all had fun like I did. Shit.
We didn't break that shit down. No, we didn't. But all right.
But
I gotta pull.
She has to be in her zone. She gotta feel comfortable with who she's about to approach and who she's talking to, where she's at. You know what I'm saying? And Mike, we was out the other night. Not her scene. Few people caught her eye, but not her scene. But when we was at the Loft 17 the other night, that was her scene. You know what I'm saying?
She was comfortable.
Okay. I was able to walk away from her, and she'd be cool, and she was mingling and talking to people, you know, like that. So
you feel like it's got to be in a position where, like, she comfortable.
Yeah, definitely got to be comfortable, for sure.
It's a combination of things.
Because she's not going to.
Ma, you be like three-way man like DJ?
No.
No.
I've been more settled in my, you know.
I'm settled.
I never said you weren't, but I'm just saying that in my whole world, I understood you, you know. What I mean?
Right.
But I don't oppose.
No.
You hear me?
Right.
Let me hear you right.
This thing is silly. Yeah,
you gotta be comfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
We more in the same boat. Like,
yeah.
I need, you know what I'm saying, some of the tips, man.
She gotta be comfortable. And you can't make it seem like she's being forced into doing it. If she see a girl cute, but she be like, nah. Like the other night she seen a chick. And a lot of times the question be now, is her ass real?
It's
her ass,
which
is a very logical.
You know, I don't know if that will matter as much as if.
No,
it's,
it's not. I would still know.
It's a thing.
Whether it's real or not.
Yeah.
Kind of the ass.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I mean, I guess it's still yours, even, you know. But that's besides the point. But then she was like, when we were standing there, we danced a little bit. She was like. The girl, she asked me about, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, she was like, the one with the hat, I'm like, yeah. She was like, I think she was kind of cute, but we couldn't see her, right? Man, as soon as this light hit her, bro, we looked at each other like, And it was so funny, bro, like, because the whole time the hat just was shaved, just holding it down, but then as soon as the light hit her, bro, oh my god, we immediately looked at each other and just bust out laughing, like, nah.
Butterface, huh?
Butterface. Yeah. It's a lot of butter. It's cool, because somebody's butterface is...
Butterfaces is all right.
A lot of butterfaces. Somebody's butterfaces. Cool. Yeah.
Shout out to the butterfaces.
Shout out to the butterfaces.
Cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Somebody's butterfaces, that's significant
other.
Shit.
Cool.
Shout out to the butterfaces. Right. I'm not going there with you today. I'm choosing positivity right now.
I'm positive? I'm thinking that I know.
I'm choosing positivity. I had some jokes. We could have went on slime time, but I don't want to go on slime time today. Like, I'm choosing positivity, DJ.
I'm all for it.
Question. This is for everybody. Like, how? Because in DJ, like, just kind of dovetailing off of, like, you know what I'm saying? If you're picking up chicks on the side, like, with the for fun with you and your piece, how do you, like, fuck with somebody? Like, do you fuck with some of the same people? How do you fuck with somebody without trying to make them want to be in a relationship with you?
What do you mean fuck with the same people? Like, that I fucked with before I met her?
Well, no, that you play with on the side, like, or some shit.
That's not a thing no more.
They don't want to, like, consistently. Because you were just talking about...
What do you mean play with on the side? You're talking about somebody that I was messing with on the side before, like, just messing with on the side?
No, like, how you and your girl play with people. Like, we were just talking about it. Like,
oh, no, we all usually just be...
It's a one-time only thing?
No, we usually all be in the same house. The two relationships we don't have has been... We've all stayed in the same house.
Okay, so you do end up trying to make them a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what? It's
but
never
as far as playing, that plan shit got to come from her, because if it come from me, it look like I just want to go fuck around with another.
It's never no times that you never tried to fuck with somebody and you didn't want to have a relationship. You just like wanted.
Well, not.
No, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, not. I mean, maybe somebody that we could go on a trip with us, or we just want to have some fun, or we hit somebody up, or we know somebody, but right. It hasn't been nothing, no, not nothing, no recently.
So how do you do that without making them want to be in a relationship with you?
I don't know, that's going to be a hard thing, because I'm on top of me being a Virgo, niggas know how to have fun, so it's going to be hard to have people not catch feelings.
Amal, what you think? Like, on some... Just like how to fuck with somebody, and but
yeah,
like
she a vibe too. She
but not, can stuff. Is that a possible thing? Even like, you know what I'm saying, to fuck with somebody and not make them want to be in a relationship with you, man, or like if you get what I'm asking.
Well, let's just say you a single man and you got a single woman that you say you giving her some marvelous, you know,
yeah,
some marvelous dingyard, right?
The dingyard, yeah. All right.
Listen, That alone, bruh, and your availability.
But you don't think that sometimes you can fuck with somebody, give them, like, good times and all of that shit, and it won't necessarily, like, it doesn't have to translate to a relationship?
Well, with a woman is different from a man. I think a man can keep that guideline, but a woman emotionally, bruh, she just in tune with you, bruh. So that's already, matter of fact, after you...
But that don't mean that they just want a relationship, though. I had, like, a 10-year slide for one time, like... On some on and off, like, just 10-year slide.
Well, she just knew her place.
It's been different, like, that's probably the longest, but it's at different points in life, like, there's been different, like, yeah, slides for different times.
But
and
she
it's not,
just been your main slide. At one point, she never wanted to be in a relationship with you?
No, it's been multiple chicks that didn't want to just be in a relationship. It was just kind of slide.
You know what's the flip side to everything?
What's the flip side?
I mean, that's good, though. And it's bad, right?
You're right. Not pushing material?
That's what I was thinking, like, damn, bitch, I'm just a motherfucking...
But if that's all it is, that's all it is.
But if that's just an intent, like I say...
Like, I'm 100, is like... Right? Yeah, like, if you just be honest with somebody off bat that you're not trying to, like, do that, like, hey, I'm not, like... It was a point in time I had, many different single phases, like in like, and during them phases, I also had like demon time phases. Like even when I was in relationships, I was doing some wild shit.
Demon time, he's like Hellboy.
I had Hellboy phases. I had some Hellboy phases. All right, hold on, I like that DJ. I had some Hellboy phases.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
I had some hellboy faces. Yeah, like when I was younger, like, and I was just like way more misguided or like way more like, yeah, just demon time is what I call it. Like, cause I just thought I had misguided ideals. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, so it wasn't that it was misguided. It's just the decision you made at the time because you would go make it one way or another.
No, no, no. It was a point in time that, like, I thought that, like...
You just knew it was wrong at the time.
No, at a point in time, I thought that part of being a man was, like, having your bitch and other bitches. Like, I thought that was, like...
I can agree with that.
Because, like, it was just like a... At a point in time, I thought like that was like an act, like that was a real thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's part of it. Like, it's not necessarily part of it. It's something that a man can do, but like, it's not necessarily being a man. Like, you feel me? But I thought that's part of what it was. Like, you feel me? As a youngin', like, so like, yeah, college was wild.
You know, we had different when we was younger than it is now, bruh. Things was glorified different, right?
Correct.
So, man, getting pussy was like the shit, bruh. Mm-hmm. So that's why everybody was so overindulged in sex. You know what I'm saying? To make us over here with all these spiritual soul ties and shit.
It's not even
crazy to the motherfucker, nigga.
Second time virgins and shit.
You hear me? Look at all these bitches. What's wrong with you? That shit get addictive.
It is. I ran amok in college. It was crazy.
Bro, listen. It's easy to not say no.
Yeah, it's so easy to not say no.
Yeah. So that. And then what's crazy is when niggas first learn how to say no, you got more pussy. Like.
It was like
the wildest shit in the world. Like, wait a minute. I told her no for all three of y'all women. That don't even make sense. Like, it was, you just didn't know what to do for a second. You was young. And I'm telling you, every man that I knew, like,
keep on.
All of my friends that I grew up with, parents was getting divorced and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm looking at, like I got my pops and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's also multiple men that I grew up, like, looking up to. Like, it's like, what man is. Yeah. And they all was fucking cheating, nigga.
Yeah. Right. And that comes is like.
So I was 19, like, well, she cheated on me, so.
Everybody had different stances, though, because, you know, some people be like, man, it's just human nature. You know what I'm saying?
They say that. I don't necessarily. I feel like it's okay to be faithful. I've been faithful many times, too.
I put it like this.
Been faithful many times.
Like, it's been faithful many times, but when I was younger, like, I did not think that that was what. I thought it was being a man and not be faithful.
Yeah.
The whole home down. Like, I thought that's what it was about. Like, at a point, so I was a little idiot. Like,
everybody living their journey, man.
Yeah.
And, it's gonna be different for everybody. You just gonna hear some shit that you ain't gonna never be through, you know? It's a lot of people that's married early, never gonna get married again. It's a lot of people that never married, is gonna get married late.
That's a. And marriage is like, it's. Man, if you find a person. And marriage to me is like, all right, like, listen, marriage to me is when you,
man,
like, DJ
business.
Already, like, you already married, like, you know what I'm saying? When you, no, like, listen to what I think it is. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. Because you already know my stance on marriage is forever. But marriage is a point in time that you make the decision in your mind that you want to be with that person for forever, and they make the decision in their mind that they want to be with you forever. Like, when the day that y'all put that shit on paper, you decided it before that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like buying a house. Like, you bought that house when you decided where you wanted to live. You know what I'm saying?
Not to mean to cut you off, but
go for it.
Man, this is a business decision.
It is. I'm not saying it's not.
You know what I mean? At the
end, it's many decisions.
Yeah, but it's mainly business decisions, man. Like, because it all boils down to that. You talking about paperwork. You talking about joining two entities, right?
What is the percentage? I do not disagree with you. Like, I 100% believe that it is business decision. I remember in college, like, my guidance, the counselor, not the guidance counselor, but the, you know, when you go to set up your schedule and shit. Her name was like
this. Guidance counselor?
Something like that. Oh. But Miss Rosemary or something, like, whatever her name was, we ended up, you know, I talked, like, we ended up having a conversation, like, on the side of, like, scheduling classes and shit. She get to talking to me about marriage. She said exactly that. It's a business decision.
That's real.
And I do agree with that, but I think it's multiple things because it's more than a business decision. It's a, like a, what do you call a leasing agreement or roommate shit. You got, it's also,
is under the
umbrella. But it's also like, you know what I'm saying? It's multiple things. Yes, it is business, yeah. But it's also your room and board, everything, nigga. Everything. It's your free time, nigga. It's like, nigga, it's a lot of different things.
Like, we'll do good business.
As well, like, and sure, like, everything can be looked at as business, so I will not, I will concede that point. I'm not arguing it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think that, like, marriage is, and it happens when you decide, like, is all I'm saying, like, is when both y'all make that shit in your mind, y'all now married. Now, y'all go do the shit with the paperwork and get the tax ramifications if that's what you're looking for in the insurance.
You're talking about shit. Spiritually married.
Well, that's what is marriage? We talking about the system and what they the benefits that you can get from it? Or we talking about when you marry somebody?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I believe that side.
It's both, but like I feel like once you decide that, hey, I'm willing to risk it all and all of the
yeah, you ready to risk it all.
For you. Because I think that you're not going to leave me and put me in a fucked up position. Because that's what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I ain't never been married because every chick that I ever loved that much, like, believe in divorce.
You know what? A lot of us wasn't raised to be husbands and a lot of women wasn't raised to be wives, bro. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's just real shit, man.
What's crazy to me is I grew up in a home with two parents, but I always fall in love like in the deepest with women that didn't. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's you felt like you wanted them to experience that shit or something?
I don't know. I don't know. Like listen, I think about it. Like for me it's like I don't know. Like they just be who I vibe with like that. Mm-hmm. Like, and I told DJ, like, we was drunk last night, just sipping, talking, and chilling, like, you know what I'm saying, on some shit.
I don't know what he's talking about.
he was that drunk, right? You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that give a stem for either mother or father issues?
This split household? I think everything gives a stem from mother, father. I think everybody, like, I have a two-parent household. I grew up with both of my parents. Like,
you still got issues.
We not the Cosby. We got issues, nigga. Like, you can call us the Cosby. I
found out that some of the most dysfunctional families are families with both parents in them.
Nigga, it's...
They just keep it with them.
Exactly. Because daddy not over here talking shit about mommy and mommy because they in the same house and they've already kept an agreement. This okay, we go. I'm dead ass. You was dead ass one of the first people that when I got to talking shit like a hundred pods ago and you was like, oh no, nigga, it was problems in the house. And I was like, wait, sweet. What? He was like, no. And hey, look. My parents are the same house.
I'm blessed. I don't never say I ain't blessed, but you know, like, man. Nigga, shit ain't sweet.
Yeah,
just because mommy and daddy lived in separate houses and had issues, nigga, people got issues. J. Cole said it best, like, and I shit on J. Cole a lot, but like, J. Cole said it best when he talk about, like, we, like, you know what I'm saying? What he saying? Like, it was a shit when our egos collide. We just people, please put our egos up. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, everybody's shit gonna collapse. That shit just physics. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's gone.
Yeah.
At a certain point in time, you gonna be too much of who you are, and they gonna be too much of who they are, and niggas gonna clash. And it's all about the decision you make in your mind. If you decided in your mind that you gonna be with this person, you gonna ride it out for life, and you true to your word to yourself, well, then you gonna stick it out. Or y'all might separate, y'all might do whatever y'all gotta do, but y'all gonna be married and y'all gonna figure that shit out.
Mm.
And if people not really married in their mind, like, and they just married on paper, they gonna divorce because they know that in their mind, that's another paper to sign. And it's not really like a real marriage, that's a paper marriage. Like, so for me, it's like marriage is forever. Like, if I decide to come before God, like, and ask him to unify us, I really feel like I'm crazy if I come before him or the state and think that they about to, like, ununify what God did.
Mm-hmm.
Just me, personally. Like, I don't believe in that shit. Like, I just... But it that's just, everybody believe what they believe. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think my belief is no greater than anybody's belief. We all just believe in our mind.
I believe my shit is open.
Everybody, we all equal. That's what I feel. It's human life. We all equal. So everybody's thought is equal to the other person's thought. Like, it's just how you going to experience your life while you here. Like, what you contribute to the greater consciousness, how you leave your mark. Because a lot of people, like, I like to think that, like, the podcast will stand somewhere. Like, the shit that we done put out in the ethos, like, you know what I'm saying, or in the recording space, that shit stand. Like, it's like a time capsule. Like, that shit out there. Like, you feel me? Like, that's part of my contribution to the greater consciousness. Like, you know what I'm saying? Outside of, like, any mark I make in any person's life or anything in the world. Like, whether certain people think that they dope because they family got names chiseled on the building. And I think that shit, that is dope, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's all about, like, how you remember this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I guess, like, because you get to experience your life. And then afterwards, like, we all like to think, like, how we going to be remembered. But, I mean, honestly, you lucky to be remembered. Like, type shit. And how long that shit go. Like, you know what I'm saying? How long you remember this. It's all variable. You know what I'm saying? Just what you left here. What you left here. That should be. I ain't need to go deep on this shit.
Get deep. That's great. I love it. I want to hear more.
What's y'all been watching?
Who's you know that.
Baka, yeah, the anime.
Baka, yeah.
What you been watching lately?
Fox 8.
ESPN. Are you on the college football season here?
Yeah.
My nigga D. All right. No, he in this thing.
Man. I don't even need to know. Oh.
Shows. Question. Did you see the Untold, the documentary on Florida on Netflix? The Swamp Kings?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta check that out.
Urban Meyer, yeah, that shit was kind of lit. About the years with Tebow and how all of the changes.
Okay, yeah. No, I saw the previews, but I didn't see that though.
That shit was actually really good.
Okay,
it's pretty good. Urban Meyer looked like a bitch a little bit.
A little bit. You say you lost a little respect for him after that?
I mean, I got a homie. You was here when I brought Winners on the podcast, right? And you was here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nick Winners, yeah. Like, that's almost 100 pounds ago now. But,
you're happy to say that.
Yeah, it's almost 100 pounds ago now. yeah, shouts out to you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Shouts to both.
My dog. Fucking, what we just talking about? Why is losing my whole train of thought like that? I fucking hate when I lose my train of thought like that.
You wasn't talking about Florida, was you?
Yeah, Florida, Urban Meyer. All right, so Nick Winters told me years ago that Urban Meyer left Florida because he was cheating on his wife, and the girl was in Florida, so she wanted to leave Florida.
That's what he went to Osage.
That's what he said. Yeah, basically. So now I don't want to spoil it for you, but at the end of the Swamp Kings documentary, it was like everything was sweet. And then at the end, this nigga was like, I was just stressed the fuck out. I was popping pills and shit to go to sleep at night. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? My health was in question. It was like, well, I mean, if I was cheating and got caught cheating, I would feel like my life would probably be a little bit stressful and I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
On top of business.
Like, it was just like, you just gotta see it. You gotta watch it and see how weak Herb was, like, really just looking at the end of that shit, talking about it. It was like, Nick was right. Like, maybe this nigga was doing some shit and he ain't leave for health reasons, because I promise you they ain't talking about no health issues and none of that shit. This nigga was cool. He was talking about, I run the toughest program in the nation.
Like, and I'm honoring myself on that. I'm going hard. The kid's going hard. Then at the end, he was like, I can't see. I'm popping 10 and being the guy. I was like, wait.
You know what, man? You got it. He got a lot. You know, he got a lot to bear. And so
that's fair.
He got a lot to bear. And so when things come out that bro, you don't know what his vice is.
That's true.
And his weakness.
He talked about Ambien, but I'm sure he did cocaine as well, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Or something like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't talk about the illegal shit. You gonna talk about the legal shit.
That's
like,
no brainer.
I ain't mad at that. No allegedly. So he allegedly.
Addies right now.
Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? Adderall's is something different though. Adderall's.
That puts you on.
Yeah, I only had one time.
They put you on.
See me up here quiet.
I only had one time, but
that's
like,
all it took.
Nigga, I was up to y'all drunk as fuck, but up to 5 a.m. talking shit on the sofa with this chick Indian style, dude. You know what I'm saying? Tell me about your life. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I got
like,
a B+ on my finals, bro.
Bruh. You know, Adderall is real.
I'm on that one, but
That's a real one. Mm-hmm.
You got one? I need a steady for it. Yo,
you silly man.
That's great. I love it.
Here's
I
want to
hear more. Keep talking.
I ran a switch up sidebar question of the day. Shout out to everybody to be fucking with the sidebar polls. How often is kids supposed to see their godparents / like how was you supposed to like pick godparents? Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got godparents?
I had a godparent when I was younger. I still know of her, but I haven't had any personal interactions with her since I was about maybe 9 or 10.
Okay. DJ, what about you? You got godparents?
I don't know. That's just a good question.
You don't know if you have godparents?
My mom didn't like a lot of people growing up when I was a kid.
I said, no, that would probably mean you don't have... If you don't know that you have them, I would probably say that means that you don't it's have... Reason, I have godparents, like...
Lady ever, bro.
I love my godparents. I talk to my godfather every one of my birthdays and on Father's Day. I haven't seen him in some years. I love Danny and Lisa, though.
So you came up from a stable foundation, brother.
I'm blessed. I'm 100% blessed. Like most of my friends had, like growing up, had both of their parents. Like, yeah, I'm blessed in many ways. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never deny none of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed in many ways.
Yeah, I admire that shit, bro. So, I mean, you know, as we speak, I'm just like, you know, it's just building, you know.
Respect, no respect, bro. That's my life story, part of my life story. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, bro.
My girl's trying to butter me up
to make you a solid of a person.
I would like to think that the like my upbringing in the different like ways that I've seen, but everybody, this is what I say. I have many friends that and many people that I met that grew up in broken households. Mm. That is extremely dope individuals. Some people that I look up to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as well as I know people that grew up in the house. I don't think that it either way makes it better or worse. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think it makes it different.
I wouldn't say better, you know what I mean? Or worse. I mean, definitely. I just like the, like, how it's collecting and your
that's the dream. But I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got kids and I ain't with their moms. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like...
Me too.
I like, you feel me? Like, and... So, yeah, like, I got my cousin with kids. He ain't with their mom. But he grew up from a broken household. It's just... Everybody's shit kind of shake how I shake. Like, you know what I'm saying? You love who you love. You try who you try with and shit happen how it happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like to think that I'm going to end up married. Like, with somebody that I make that decision mentally with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, I fuck with you. And I want to keep going through this shit with you. I want to be able to, like, end up with you at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, you feel me?
You know what I mean? Plane, y'all going to meet on that right plane.
Yeah, like, and it can be when I'm, whenever I'm, however, it can be whenever. Like,
I think we all hope and pray for that peace if we'll have it, just in that, you know, foundation of family.
I mean, as people, I feel like that's what you yearn for is the human connection and companionship and the connection, especially having your one is
That's ideal. Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. You got your kids, like, you know what I'm saying? I got my love, my kids, like, you know what I'm saying? But
you
it's like
more. Hmm? You will have more?
I don't know.
How many you got, brother?
I got too many, honestly. I have too many at this point in time. Because I never wanted to have kids without the partner that I was going to be with.
That's fair.
Yeah, that shit fuck with me a little bit. Like, I
understand what
you're talking about, but yeah, it fucked me a little bit. Like I said, like grew up with my parents.
Man, it's also a great thing too, man.
It, like I said, but also like I don't necessarily believe that like anything makes anything worse. It's just like those ideal things. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like if a parent have a child that's gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't necessarily ideal in. I mean, unless you may be gay. Like, you might envision your kid being gay, but generally speaking, that's not necessarily the way that the world is given to you, so you expect your kid to be straight. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not that you love them any less or it's a difference or anything. It's just like I didn't see it that way. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when you realize you're not God moments and you living in... Like, you can make your decisions. You can make everything. You do everything. You use your mind. You know what I'm saying? Everything in your volition. Like, but sometimes things happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different true. Shit. How you don't control everybody. Like,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you gotta roll with the punches when they hit you. Like, man, every fight everybody been in, they thought they was gonna win, I'm sure. Like, everybody that went into the fight thought that they was gonna win it. Like,
you gonna get something off.
So, I mean, look, you gonna do whatever. But when you went into it, you probably didn't go in. I'm about to get my ass whooped today. Like, you might know that you gonna lose the fight, but you didn't go in there to try to lose the fight. You went in
to win that motherfucker,
nigga. Like, so, like, I just feel like, yeah, like, listen, you just gotta life is life, nigga. You not God. Like, when we not God, I'm not God. You know what I'm saying? We do what we can do, and we get back from that, like, that shit. Yeah.
I said, I got custody of my little 4-year-old, bro. I said, listen, man.
That's lit.
I ain't having no more little kids live with me, bro. You know me? No, I'm not about to say. That nigga, all these little kids and shit, cause you gotta, nah, bro, that shit over with.
It's just, it needed support, so you gotta have a village, like, you know what I'm saying? To raise a child, you need a village.
Man, yeah, so, you know, man, like, everything is important, man. The people around is important. The institution, especially the educational one, that environment is definitely important. But always remembering that this shit, everything starts at home.
Yeah, and I'm doing more to kind of build a little bit more, because at a certain point I want all of my kids with me, like, type shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's to be able to make that shit happen. But I just be like, this is a support system, and it's a shit that you gotta do and set up.
I ain't never thought I'd have custody of a little dude. I never want to take him away from his mother.
That's a weird thing to me. Like, when it's split, it's a weird thing to me.
What you mean?
Cause I never grew up with the envision of a split. So like, yeah, when it comes to like it gets to be a point that I look at it like it's petty between the one and two. Like, it's
more power than the other type of shit.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in a back and forth. I'm not trying to do the, run it. I'm not trying to do the, ooh, the system pick my side. I don't like that shit.
I mean,
like,
as a man, though, that's not how we operate.
Bro. I believe in the family. Like, I believe in, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like the system part of it. I like the family part of it. And I like like I said, it's a support. It's a village. Like, you feel me?
That's very
like, when shit be split, all right, cool. Like, maybe the way I grew up and what I understood, because, like, I don't like child support, but I have to pay child support and shit. Like, but even if it wasn't child support, I was given to the, before child support, I was with my kids' moms. Like, both my kids' moms, but it was, I was given
like before, and then it became a, I mean, one was a, I don't want to have to wait for you to meet up to get the money, you know what I'm saying? And then the other was a, oh, you in a relationship with somebody new, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, yeah, but I was still, nope, child support. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it, like, all I say, I always say, like, you know what I'm saying? It don't take nothing to get put on child support, but for somebody to be mad enough in the morning to go all the way down there and fill out the paperwork.
Bruh, listen, they do.
That ain't it. And it could be 7 months later. It could be 2 years later. They might regret it and be like, I ain't mean, you know, I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we got some things out here, bro.
All it really take is being mad enough. Sometimes it's somebody don't gotta be mad enough in the morning. It was already vindicated. That was the plan. Like, but you just gotta be mad enough in the morning to go down there and fill that shit out at the worst case scenario. Yeah,
his life. Fuck him in his life.
Dude, it's just you gotta be mad enough in the morning. For whatever reason.
You know, it just hit unfortunate sometimes for different people, man. You know. Some people can, you know, some people weave through it and shit.
You gotta shoulder it. Like, you gotta shoulder whatever they put.
You gotta body that shit. You don't have no choice.
Whatever the Lord put on you, you gotta shoulder it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The shit don't be fair all the time. It don't be fair all the time.
Nobody said it was gonna be fair. It's the world. Like, it's just life. Like, you lucky to have it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're like, bro, this son, like, are you serious? They be like, dead ass.
Just, I mean, you lucky to have it. Like,
dead ass serious.
And then it's just your support system. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the people that, like, help you with life and that you help with life. Like, you know what I'm saying? And them could even be different people. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got many people that bless me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there's many people I try to bless. Like, that's just how life goes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's part of your time here in your existence. Like, you do what you can. You do what you do. Like, I don't really know no way other than that.
Right. That's all. Not giving up, brother.
No.
Never giving up.
No. No, no, no. Yeah. That's a...
no point.
Yeah, that's a fact.
They're going to get to the point... they're going to get older anyway and realize what's going on or who's putting in that effort.
But yeah, we can wrap this one up. We done talked a little bit deep. We done did it. We in this thing. It's not even a podcast. DJ, you got anything to say to people before we get up out of here?
Eat, drink, and love. B Hosley, I'm going to highlight you, man. We want you on the pod. I'm going to put that out there soon, so you got to watch it because I'm going to say it at the end. So,
yeah.
Tune in.
That's a fact. We definitely want Pete Hosley on here. We definitely want us. My name is Soapbox on this jump. Mar, you got something to say to people we get up out of here?
Listen, man, I appreciate the space and the time with you fellas.
No, I appreciate you too, bro. I appreciate you for pulling up. Like I said, in front of the show, you always welcome. You know what I mean? I'm going to say talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. Also, always be positive. Try to work for the positivity, but if the motherfuckers make you go bad, you gotta fuck it up sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's not even a podcast. We're still talking.